Jason trained really well for the fight. He's consummate professional. You know, he lives the life. He's a dream to work with. He's one of the easiest guys I train because he's always on time. He eats the right stuff outside of the gym when he's not with me. He lives the right way. And then he works extremely hard in the gym. And I was just saying to him today that this is his second career, really. He's had 19 fights up to this point, 20 fights. Had a lot of experience being in America, fighting in different places as an amateur. Had that one loss, which he would have learned a lot more from than he would have any of his victories. He's had to suffer from that loss. You know, the opportunities haven't been given to him, which all happens whenever you lose in boxing. But he's had two tough years since then, but he's been working hard and improving all the time. And now it's time. Like I said, this is almost like a second career for him now.
I think Jason Lynn always got to start fast. And the more energy you put in the earlier rounds that Jason knows, as he's seen from training, the more of a payoff you get going down the stretch, you know, if that makes sense. The more energy you put in, the more you take out from your opponent. Yeah, I think he's had plenty of good sparring. He hasn't fought, and there might be a little bit of rustiness there, but, you know, he's going to have to deal with that. He's going to have to deal with that. Like, Mosley has had activity. He's fought recently, so he has the edge in terms of that. But Jason, you know, the class of a fighter that he is, Mosley being active shouldn't level the score. You know, Jason should be still leagues ahead of him. Mosley Jr. comes, he's not technically... He has some deficiencies, but he has attitude to make up for it. He has, he will come to win and he comes to fight. And if you're not up for that, he's going to turn you over. So Jason knows what he's up against and knows exactly what he has to do to win the fight.